Hot 91, it's Nugget and Al. You often hear stories about people doing things for different causes, etc. But this one today has gone above and beyond. We're talking about Sunshine Coast gym owner Jamie Milne.
Oh, the man known as the Warroo World Record Warrior, and he joins us this afternoon. How are you, Jamie?
Oh, good afternoon, man. How are you? I'm going well.
Very, very well. So there's a bit to unpack here, Al, because Jamie's having a crack at something that, frankly, I'm labelling ridiculous and irresponsible. This is all happening next Tuesday, but he's doing it for two reasons. He's a bloody tops legend. More importantly, he's doing it for an amazing cause. Let's all just pause for a minute here, because you need to let this wash over you. Big boy, just let the Hot family know, next Tuesday, what's written down in your diary?
Next Tuesday, I'm going to have another crack at the current 24-hour Guinness World Record for the most amount of strict pull-ups in a 24-hour period.
So you'll be doing pull-ups for 24 hours?
Yes.
So
yes.
Pull-ups, are they like chin-ups? What's a pull-up? I'm not familiar with the jargon.
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. The difference is a pull-up is the hands over the bar and a chin-up is the hands underneath.
Oh, so, okay.
So your fingers are pointing away from you.
That's right.
So yeah, that'd be harder.
Yeah, is that harder to do, physiologically speaking?
Yeah, I don't know. I think when you're first developing that type of fitness, I think it is. I think it's more challenging. But once your body gets used to it, I think they're much of a muchness. I always think of it functionally. If I was in someone's backyard and I was running away from a Rottweiler or something trying to bite me on the backside, I wouldn't jump the fence with me hands facing the other way.
With that in mind, are you going to have a snarling Rottweiler underneath you while you're doing that? Because that could be good motivation, mate.
It might get me the record. I'm willing to do anything.
Now, what is the record? Do I even want to know? As it stands right now, what is the record?
I almost feel like lowering a flag to half-mast and giving a moment's silence for this because it's phenomenal. The guy that has it is Kane Eckstein on the Gold Coast. So
Iron Man superstar, yeah.
Yeah, and look, to be honest, I'm inspired and I hate him at the same time. So I can't help but bask in his glory and just think, look, it really is phenomenal. Nuggets, to be honest, he's a remarkable human being and a magnificent athlete. And the number that he achieved was 7,620.
Well, in 24 hours. Is that in a 24-hour period?
Over 24 hours.
That's
ridiculous.
Oh, no. I'm laughing because the idea of it is actually making me physically unwell.
Do you get a break at the end of each hour, or is that non-stop? What's the story?
Look, I'm not entirely sure what his strategy was, but what it turns out, it's ended up about 5.3 reps every minute on the minute.
Jamie, I don't know if you've done the numbers, and I recommend you don't. You said 7,620 for Kane?
Yep, it is.
It's 317 and a half pull-ups an hour. Non-stop for 24 hours. So that's the thing. So you've got to factor in some breaks.
Yeah. I have crunched the numbers, I must admit. That was a blessing and a curse. So I'm going to go like sort of 53 minutes and then take a 7-minute break. So I'll chug along at 6 reps every minute on the minute for about 53 minutes.
And the plan, I guess, would be that 7 minutes, you want to go to the toilet, you want to have something to eat, maybe burst into tears for a while?
Yeah, I think I'll quickly turn the shower on here at the gym. So I'll be in there sorting myself out.
Yep.
And then I'll get back into it. I'm really looking forward to it. This is my third time having a crack. So
you're ridiculous. You're a ridiculous human, and I'm scared for you. Now, that's the physical side of it, Albie, but because there's an amazing emotional side of this, because the legend's doing all this with regard to helping people with dementia. And this all comes back to a beautiful lady in your life, Jamie. Tell us about Nanny Mary.
Oh, you're a beautiful man yourself, mate. Thank you. Yeah, no, my grandmother, Nanny Mary, she was my motherly figure. I was raised just with my old boy, the old man, solo dad, and so Nanny Mary pulled up the boots and adjusted the belt and raised me from obviously zero till about 13, and then she got hit with the early onset Alzheimer's and fought a lengthy 12-year battle with my grandfather, another incredible human, caring for her. And I don't know if you've seen the movie The Notebook. I only was able to watch it once.
What's a big part of the storyline? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was a direct representation of what I actually watched. Literally watched my own version of The Notebook between these two, and so it looked. It's become more about. I must admit, I thought I'm pretty passionate about getting people to notice and become aware of the great job the carers do, and it sort of goes unnoticed for a lot of people. It goes unrecognised. And these guys, you know, just like my grandfather, and whether they're caring for someone who's got cancer, who's suicidal, got dementia, they do an incredible job.
Yeah. They're all doing it for free. They're all doing it for love in most cases. So obviously wanting to raise awareness, Jamie, but also some serious coin. Want to raise $25,000 for dementia research. How does the Hot Family get involved? How do we send you some money, mate? How do we help?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, look, it's the Waitoa World Record Warrior page, which is just, if you pop that in or any of the Dementia Australia keywords there, it'll bubble up onto the old Google. The old googly things will do its googly bits, and that will come up. And grateful for anything. But, I mean, just you guys, as always, being so supportive and getting in behind what we're doing. Hot 91's just always been a great supporter of us. More locals doing things for other people and stuff. So I really appreciate this.
Jamie, you're an absolute legend. And look, putting into context, I dropped my pen under my desk this morning. I had four people help get me out from under the desk. So I'm not coming to do any pull-ups with you. It's next Tuesday. They're at the Jamie Milne Training Facility, a premier circuit at Warana. All happening next Tuesday, June 7. It's an incredible attempt. What you're having a go at. It's a world record. It's for an amazing cause. And hoping to raise as much money as we can. You are a bona fide superhero, Jamie Milne. Mate, we'll no doubt talk to you next week after you have a red hot crack. I'd say right now, go and have maybe a big glass of milk and think about your life choices. And thanks for joining us this afternoon, mate.
Thank you, mate. I might chuck a bit of chamomile tea in there.
Thank you, Jamie. Jamie Milne. I might just mention the spelling of that. It's Wairua, W-A-I-R-U-A, Wairua World Record Warrior Campaign. Just Google that and you'll find all the information you need. Hot 91.